I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 22nd. A group of Quincy residents who are trying to change the pay raise for the mayor say they have collected enough signatures to place a question on the November 4th ballot. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises say they've collected 6,102 signatures. The group will be putting one last push on today to get a surplus of signatures by tomorrow's deadline. The group says they need the signatures of 5,500 registered Quincy voters, but want to have a buffer in place in the event some of the signatures are not certified. The ballot question would repeal the mayor's raise from $285,000 to $183,000 per year. It would also mandate 2% annual raises for all elected officials in Quincy and would require any change to that new policy to be approved by voters. The mayoral raise is not set to take effect until 2028. Legal arguments were heard on Friday in Norfolk Superior Court regarding Quincy's use and financing of religious symbols for a city-owned building. Judge William Sullivan is considering requests from 10 taxpayers and the American Civil Liberties Union to stop statues of Catholic saints from being installed at the city's new public safety complex, which is still under construction on C Street at a cost of $170 million. St. Michael the Archangel and St. Florian are patron saints of police officers and firefighters, respectively. The city's attorney, Jim Timmons, argued that the statues should be allowed, saying they may have religious connections, but they're secular icons, too. Quincy has already bought the statues at a cost of over $800,000. Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy previously said he was honored by the St. Michael statue. Mayor Thomas Koch, who said he took responsibility for a lack of transparency in the process, stands behind the statues, saying they transcend faith and religions and have been recognized by police officers and firefighters for hundreds of years. The judge said he would have a decision before the statues are installed on the new building. The Quincy City Council last week approving $1.23 million in water and sewer improvements around the city. City Council President Ian Kane said the work will target some long-standing flood-prone areas in sections all around the city. The funds come from the Water and Sewer Enterprise Fund, which developers pay into as they build new projects around the city. Kane says $16 million from that fund has been spent on over a dozen flood control projects over the past 10 years. After this latest appropriation, the fund still has about $3 million remaining. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says a proposal for over 600 units of housing at the site of the former Eastern Nazarene College campus is dead on arrival. Koch says ENC alumnus Graham Crane of Crane Development in Kansas has not yet made a formal proposal. However, he says the initial thought for that project is about double the size that it should be. Crane has said he wants to work with the city and the neighborhood to develop a project that will fit with the community. The mayor says the city may be interested in purchasing the former gym and library at the school. ENC closed earlier this year after over 100 years in Quincy. The Quincy Planning Board is reviewing a proposal from a developer who wants to replace a vacant warehouse with a new four-unit development. The new project would be located at 80 Independence Avenue in South Quincy. Residents at a recent public hearing expressed some concerns about traffic and parking. However, many also said the project would clean up a blighted property. An earlier proposal for a six-unit complex was withdrawn when residents said it was too large for the neighborhood. The developer agreed to address some of the most recent concerns and returned to the planning board on October 15th. One person was shot in Rockland yesterday. No arrests have been made. Rockland police say officers responded to a shooting at the Executive House Apartments on Market Street and found that a victim had been shot in the thigh. They were taken to South Shore Hospital. No immediate word on their condition. Suspect in the shooting fled in a vehicle. No word yet if it's a targeted or random incident. The shooting left some neighbors in the normally quiet area feeling very unsettled, and further details are still unavailable. Officials in Massachusetts are warning residents about a new texting scam that claims to be from the Department of Revenue. The text messages claim taxpayers would be disqualified from receiving tax refunds if they don't submit required payment information by September 19th. The text asks for a payment or sensitive information like credit card numbers. The DOR says these are fake, and it never sends texts about tax refunds. DOR says not to reply to the text messages or click any links in them. The State Department of Revenue is in charge of enforcing laws regarding taxes, child support, and municipal finance laws. Last month, residents were warned about another scam name-dropping the state police. In those calls, somebody claiming to be a state trooper from the Internet Crime Complaint Center told the victim that their identity is being used to commit crimes in China and asks them to stay on the line to speak with Shanghai police to resolve the matter. State police don't have an Internet Crime Complaint Center. They were receiving calls about the scam from as far away as Indiana, leading them to believe it was a nationwide scam. Karen Reed is set to return to a Massachusetts courtroom today, facing a wrongful death suit from the family of John O'Keefe. The suit, which will be heard in Plymouth County Superior Court today, follows Reed's not guilty verdict in June for the second-degree murder of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe. The civil case against Reed was put on hold during her criminal trial, which concluded with her acquittal on the most serious charges related to O'Keefe's death in January of 2022. Reed's criminal attorneys, Elizabeth Little and Alan Jackson, will join her side and argue a motion to dismiss one element of the wrongful death claim today. The stakes in a civil case are lower than in a criminal trial, as the burden of proof is only a preponderance of the evidence. In civil cases, a jury must only find it more likely than not that the defendant is responsible. She's expected to appear in court at 2 o'clock this afternoon. A community meeting will be held this Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the new Faxon Park Pavilion in Quincy to discuss recent improvements to the park and talk about any future needs. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash, representatives from the city's Traffic Parking Alarm and Lighting, Department of Natural Resources, and police and fire departments will be present at the meeting, and the public is invited to attend. The Quincy Fire Cancer Foundation is hosting their inaugural golf tournament today at Granite Links in Quincy to raise funds for cancer awareness and detection. You can visit QuincyFireCancerFoundation.com for more information. This Friday is the deadline to respond to an online survey about electric vehicle charging stations in Quincy. The city is seeking input on where to locate those stations along public streets. For more information, contact Margaret LaForest, Director of Coastal Resiliency and Sustainability, by emailing mlaforest@quincyma.gov or by calling 857-393-5994. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 172 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 160. The S&P added 32. Asian stocks mostly higher today. The dollar rose. The euro was up. And oil at $63 a barrel. In sports, Patriots lose to the Steelers at Gillette Stadium 21-14 yesterday. Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox 7-3. Sox are in Toronto tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny at a high of 74. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy but warm, high tomorrow 83. Showers around on Wednesday, the high of 71. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 70. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northwest winds, 5 knots. Become southeast later today. High tide, 12:29 p.m. Sunrise, 6:31. Sets at 6:40. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 22nd.